أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلا بل تكذبون بالدين وإن عليكم لحافظين كراما كاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون إن الأبرار لفي نعيم وإن الفجار لفي جحيم يصلونها يوم الدين وما هم عنها بغائبين وما أدراك ما يوم الدين ثم ما أدراك ما يوم الدين يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا والأمر يومئذ لله صدق الله العظيم. In the beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us how the whole universe is going to be destroyed on the Day of Judgment. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about the only thing that will be with us on that day, as everything else will be destroyed. The only thing will be left will be our deeds. When going through the surah, I was thinking that the worst difficulty and the worst situation a person can think of in this life, things that will move him so badly that he won't be able to do anything. You know, sometimes all of a sudden you get a bad news and it hits you on your mind, and a person gets in a coma for a moment before he can think of doing anything about it. Whatever we can think of those situations, a person losing his family, his home, standing all by himself after having everything, the Day of Judgment will be worse than that, more difficult than that situation. Because in these cases, all the person sees that I have lost. And now he thinks about how to make up for the loss. But on the Day of Judgment, there will be no way to make up for the loss. All he will know that I have lost. Now they will drag me and take me to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge me for my deeds. And he's so angry today that even the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, the prophets of Allah, are afraid. And in this situation, to go and stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the judgment, it will be one of the worst things that we can think about, and really worse than we can even think about. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, مَا رَأَيْتُ مِثْلَ الْجَنَّةِ نَا مَطَالِبُهَا. I haven't seen anything like Jannah. A person who would like to get it cannot sleep. He has to work very hard before he can get to Jannah. وَلَا مِثْلَ النَّارِ طَابَ هَارِبُهَا مَا رَأَيْتُ مِثْلَ الْجَنَّةِ طَابَ نَامَ طَالِبُهَا وَلَا مِثْلَ النَّارِ نَامَ هَارِبُهَا. And I haven't seen anything like a hellfire. The person who wants to escape from it won't be able to sleep. If a person will remember what's over there in the Jahannam, and what a severe punishment is there for the disobedient servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will never be able to sleep. This is the reason Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says in the hadith, if animals will know the difficulties that human beings will be going through on the Day of Judgment, and if animals will know the difficulties of the Day of Judgment, you won't be able to get any meat from the animals. Because of the swiftness of that day and the hardships of the day, the animals won't be able to eat properly. You won't get any meat on these animals because of the worries that they have on them. So, it's really a very serious situation. Something that we have to think about it day and night. And no way to escape from the situation. No matter how much we satisfy ourselves of this worldly games and the worldly pleasure, this is only for a very short time, and every pleasure of this world is a very short time. The pleasure of this life never lasts. And just think, all of us, once in a while, we go out, we might spend some time with our families or by ourselves or with our friends, and go out for some good time. Every person goes out and spends the money according to his earnings. Some people will spend a couple of $100 and they feel that we have spent a lot, but we had a very good time. But now for this person to make up for that money, he has to work a lot. Some people will spend $1,000. Some people will spend a couple of $1,000. Some people even spend $10,000-$15,000. They fly, they go to different towns, they stay in the hotels, in the motels, they eat in the restaurants. After all the pleasure that they had for 15-20 days maximum, now as they come back, they realize they have to work very hard again to make up for that also. And this hard working will make the person forget about all the pleasure he had over there. It's just gone. It was just like a dream. And dream really is the best example of this worldly life. Dream is the best example of it. In the dream, if the person will have a real good time, sometime it happens. In our dream, we have a very good time, nice dream, and the person has all the pleasure. And you wish if you can go back to sleep and have the same dream, continue with the same dream. But that never comes back. And it was a dream that came and went. Even if the person will have the similar dream again, will not be of any benefit to him. Same thing, this worldly gain and worldly life and the pleasure of this life. This is just a dream. And once it will end, we will really look at it just as a dream. If we look at the whole universe, the earth, and the heaven, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, before offering this deen to human beings, I offered this deen to the heaven, to the earth, to the mountains. They said, we don't want to carry it. We cannot carry this deen. They cannot carry the revelation and the wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They cannot take the burden of the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ Only human being was willing to carry this burden. So all of those things, they said, Ya Allah, we cannot carry this burden. It's too difficult for us to carry it. But we carried this burden. And this tells us that this is a burden on our shoulder now, that we have to really keep up with it. If mountains were afraid to carry it, the heaven was afraid to carry it, the earth was afraid, it will be really for a human being to think that this plastic, this metal, this wood, this dust, this sun, this moon and these stars, they are more valuable than human beings. And the things made out of these things are more important than human beings, then the human being doesn't know his own importance. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the most important thing to carry in this world. This plastic, wood, metal, anything, fire, air, whatever you can think of. They all refused and they all rejected that, Ya Allah, we cannot carry this burden of the wahi and of your orders. Human being was the only one who said, yes, I can carry it, Ya Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says that, yes, human being can carry it if he wants to carry it. Nowadays, we give other things more importance. Things made out of plastic, out of metal. This technology, what is all this technology about? It's all basically metal, plastic, dust, all of these things. Using the technology in buildings, in computers, which is made out of plastics, metals. The complete technology is just used over there. And as they are advancing in this technology, they feel that they are advancing in this worldly life and they are getting better human beings, which is never the case. Advancing in these things is only advancement in these worldly things, which has no comparison with human beings. The real advancement of this world and of the universe is the advancement of the human beings' moral characters, spiritual power, and their iman. This is the real advancement. An advancement in carrying the wahif of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in carrying the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was something that nothing else in the world was able to carry it, only human beings were able to carry it. So of course, to carry that thing is really proving that we are human beings. And to reject those things, we are proving that we are just like anything else in this world. This is the reason. Now we can very well understand when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Quran al-Kareem about disbelievers, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلِّ. They are like animals, in fact worse than animals. This is the reason he's saying they are worse than animals. They are like mountains, they are anything else, because they are not carrying the burden that they were supposed to carry. They are not carrying the amount of the trust that they were supposed to carry as human beings. And if a human being does not carry this amana, this trust, then he's not a human being. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us in this ayah, عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ وَأَخَّرَتْ. Every soul will know of all the good and bad deeds that they have done in this life. Then in the next ayahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about his greatness and is calling us back towards him. Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem, alladhi khalaqaka fasawwaka fa'adalak fi ayyi suratin ma sha'a rakkabak. After calling all of us towards him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in these ayahs that I have just recited, kalla bal tukadhibuna bid-deen. But you people still deny the judgment. The kuffar are denying it in their belief. There is nothing like judgment. There is nothing that we will be questioned about. Those people out of disbelievers like Jews and Christians, who many of them believe in the day of judgment, they are denying the true judgment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be judging the human beings, and the way he will judge the human beings. Of course, they believe there will be something like judgment, but they have changed the whole concept of the judgment. And this is why they are not having iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As far as the believers, although we are not rejecting the judgment through our belief, in our belief we have accepted the judgment, but our actions are rejecting the judgment. Imagine a person who knows that tomorrow, which is any next moment, I might be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you think these will be our deeds that we are performing in our day-to-day life? if he would know that tomorrow is the day and I will be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the words that we speak, the actions that we perform, the things that we look at, things that we hear, things that we walk to, and the pleasure of the life that we are involved in, do we think we will involve in all of those things if we just know that tomorrow is my court date? If a person who is a criminal and he have done just one wrong thing for which he was caught, and he knows that tomorrow is his date, do you think the night before this person will be in the courtrooms and in going out for all the pleasure and sitting in front of the TV and spending his time in front of watching the TV, this person will do all the preparation for the next day? What is it that I'm going to say over there? What do I have to do over there? If there is anyone that can intercede on my behalf, is there anyone I can talk to that will make my case easier? Can I hire a lawyer? Can I find a better lawyer? Can I find some people that can help me in this case? Can I get some people to come over there to be at that situation in that case in the courtroom so that they can support me? What is it that I can do over there? This will be the only thing that will be going through his mind. And tomorrow all of us will be standing in the court. And all of us are criminals. Not just one wrong thing. If we look at ourselves, we have a list of those things. All of us carry the list of those mistakes. List of the things that we have done wrong against the Sharia of Islam. List of the fara'id that we have missed in our life. List of the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we have neglected in our lives. There are long lists over there. And yet, we never even remind ourselves, it's just like there is nothing like judgment. كَلَّا بَلْ تُكَذِّبُونَ بِالدِّينِ. But you people are rejecting the day of judgment. Or, بِالدِّينِ, your people are rejecting the judgment. Whereas, is not only there is one case against you, وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ. There are angels to watch you. There are angels on you who are watching you. كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ. Honorable angels who are writing down everything that you do. Each and everything that we perform in our life is getting written. There is one angel sitting on the right shoulder who writes every good deed. There is another angel sitting on the left shoulder who is writing every sin that we commit in our life. يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. They know each and everything that you do. يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. They know each and everything that you do. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. So each and every action that we perform in our life, our eyes, day and night, except the time that we are sleeping, throughout our night are busy looking at things. How many times in a day, in 24 hours, our eyes look at something which is forbidden for us to look at, and the angels are writing it? How many times we listen to things that we were not supposed to listen to them, and the angels are writing it? How many times we utter words that we are not supposed to utter with these things, and the angels are writing it? مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Whatever word a human being speaks of, each and every word, the angels are waiting to write it. Raqib means a person who's waiting, watching. And he's waiting that at any time a word will come out and I'm going to write it. This is our situation. That each and everything is getting written. And the list, our record is full of crimes performed in different times of the day and night. Each and every day there are some new crimes. adding to the old list. And the list is getting longer. And any time that will be the time when they will come and pull us out of our homes, the police will come. The police of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, angels, will come. They will not wait for us to come out of our home. They will come inside the home and pull us out of our home. They might come to the workplace and pull us out of our workplace. They might come to us while we are driving our cars, pull us out of our cars. When the time comes, and they have already been given the time, the time is already assigned, the court date is assigned for all of us. It's only we don't know when is the date. But they are waiting. And they are waiting for that time and for that date. As soon as that will be the time, they won't care where we are, in which situation we are. They'll come just and pick us up, and they will pull us and take us back to court, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But, بَلْتُكَذِّبُونَ بِالدِّينِ. We are rejecting the judgment. Not in our iman, not in our aqidah, but in our actions. Our actions are saying that this person doesn't know what is judgment. Otherwise, he won't be in this situation. Otherwise, he won't keep this list. He won't have this long list of crimes and then go to sleep without trying to find out how can he really help himself tomorrow if he will be taken to the court, and how can he protect himself and free himself from all of these crimes that he has committed. If every night we look at the list of these things, of every day, crimes that we have committed for that day, and we just say, Astaghfirullah. Ya Allah, please forgive me for these sins. If we feel there are many of them, get up, perform wudu, 2 rak'ah salah, and then seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises that if you ask me for forgiveness, I'll forgive you. If every night we will just get the sins of that day forgiven, with, of course, we know that the condition of the forgiveness is promising that inshallah I won't do this again. Ya Allah, I promise you I will never do this again. And God forbid the next day we do the same thing again. Again we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, as long as we do it by mistake. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us of this fact. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ. There are angels on you who are watching you. كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ. Honorable angels writing down your deeds. يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. They know what you do. Every human being has many angels with him. Two of these angels are writing our deeds. We don't know their names. Quran does not specify their names. Some people think that Kiraman and Katibin, these are two names. No, these are not names. These are the qualities of these angels. Kiraman means Kareem. It's driven from the word Kareem, which means they are honorable. And Katibin is driven from Kataba, which means to write. They're writing down your deeds. But other than these angels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Quran al-Kareem, there are some other angels who are with human beings all the time. The duty of those angels is to protect human beings against the jinns and shayateen. They do not protect us against the whisper of the shayateen, remember. They protect us against the power of the shayateen, which means shaytan has no power whatsoever. He has no power to grab us by our ear and tell us out of the masjid. Come on. He will pull us out of the masjid. He cannot do that. Shaytan cannot push anyone outside out of the masjid. He cannot force someone into the club. Shayateen are protecting us. If Shaytan had any power to do that, he will pull us, and if we won't listen to him, he will beat us up. Either we die in that situation, getting beat up by Shaitan, or we do what he wants us to do by force. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has assigned angels around every human being. These angels are protecting the human beings against shayateen. So shayateen has no power of using any physical powers on human beings. All they do is whispering. That's all they're allowed to do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the weapons against the whispering of the shayateen. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, when a human being remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaitan runs away. And as soon as the person forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaitan comes back and starts whispering to the person. Now the person will say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Shaitan will run away from the person. And if the person will keep on remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaitan will stay away from the person. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have assigned many different angels around the human beings for the protection of the human beings. And these angels, kiram and katibin, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about them in these ayahs, these are the angels who are writing our deeds. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna al-abrara lafi na'im. As the judgment will come, and all the books will be presented over there, that have all of our good and bad deeds. Every good and bad deed that we have performed in our life will be there. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran al-Kareem, وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ. As the book will be opened, you will see the wrongdoers, the sinners, are afraid of the context of the books. وَيَقُولُونَ, they will say, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ, what type of book is this? لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. Every minor and major thing that we did in our life is written over there. So, after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ. Surely, the righteous will be in na'im, which means in blessings, is a ruler of ni'mah. And ni'mah means blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ. The virtuous people, the righteous people, will go into the blessings, which is the Jannah. وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ. And the sinners will be in blazing fire. Jahim means fire, and a blazing fire which is very strong, and there is no way of controlling that fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word fujar, and fujar means person who are committing major sins, whether it's kufr or shirk, or lesser than that, which is committing disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Islam we have many major sins, that's fujar, that those people who will commit the major ones, they are in Jahim. يَصْلَوْنَهَا يَوْمَ الدِّينِ, in which they will enter on the Day of Judgment. يَصْلَوْنَهَا, صَلَى means to be put into a fire, to be burned into a fire. This is why some of the scholars believe the word salah, our prayer, salah, is also driven from the same word salah. And the reason salah is called salah, if it is driven from this, the reason will be because many times you use the, for example, use the fire for straightening up some wood, for molding the wood the way you want, and salah also molds the human being towards iman and puts it in the real form of iman. This is why salah is called salah. يَصْلَوْنَهَا يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. They will be thrown into the hellfire on the Day of Judgment. وَمَا هُمْ عَنْهَا بِغَائِبِينَ. They won't be able to skip from that fire. No one will be able to be absent. غائب is being absent. No one will be absent from there. Each and every person will be brought over there on that day. There is no way that any person can run away from that fire on that day, and from the hellfire, and from the judgment. Each and every human being will be presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, what day that will be, that all the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam will be standing over there, and in the presence of all the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, in the presence of the whole world, and every person that came to this universe from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam up to the day of judgment, all of our deeds will be announced over there. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. What do you know? What is the day of judgment? ثُمَّ مَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. Then again, what will make you know what is the day of judgment? O Muhammad, in spite of having all of this knowledge about the day of judgment, but yet you don't know what is the day of judgment. That will be only a situation people will know what it is only once they will face it. And really this by itself is so scary that all of us are standing over there, and all the people from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till the day of judgment, our parents, wife, husband, brothers, sisters, children, everyone is standing over there, and the deeds are announced. That on that day, at that time, you did this. Why did you do it? Today we hide ourselves. We commit these sins very secretly. No one around us know about these sins. But on that day, nothing will be hidden. And especially, I would say, we have to be careful about the rights of people. Rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that inshaAllah there will be many of those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell us, okay, I won't even mention them. But when it comes to rights of people, those people will not be willing to forgive us that day. And those people will never forgive us, no matter who they are and how close they were to us in this life. They won't forgive us that day. We won't forgive each other. If the wife will know that by pulling one reward of my husband, he will be thrown into the hellfire, she will still take that reward from her husband. And same the husband will do to his wife. And parents will do the same thing to the children, and children will do the same thing to the parents. Although they don't know whether this one reward will be of their benefit or not. But yet, if they have any power of pulling that off someone else, they will take it from that person. They will never leave it with that person. The rights of people are very dangerous. And unfortunately, rights of people are neglected so easily nowadays. We sit together, we are talking about 10 other people. Backbiting every person in that community. Sometimes we start talking about countries and backbiting the whole country. Sometimes we talk about nations and backbite the whole nation. I remember, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our scholars. They really practice Islam, and we learn the practice of Islam only by being with those people. In Medina Munawwara, once there was a conversation, and one person said, the people of such and such country are like this. There was a scholar sitting there. He said to that person right away, he said to him, you know what you have to do now? And he doesn't even know that he have caught him for this. He asked him, he said, do you know what you have to do now? He said, what? He said, you have to go to the country somehow or contact the newspapers of the country and publish an apology for the people of the country, saying that I have backbited all of you people, the whole country. So therefore, I request to forgive me from each and every person living in the country. Because you have backbited the whole country. You said the people of that country are like this. You talked against the whole nation. You backbited the whole nation. And there might be many of those people who have not committed this, and they are not like what you are saying, and then this will be a worse sin, which is called buhtan. Ghiba is still lesser than buhtan. You have blamed them, accused them of doing something that they have not done, and those people, you have to apologize to them of buhtan, that I have said you people are like this, whereas you people may not be like this. This is how dangerous this thing is. This is exactly what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us in the hadith, that sometime a person, while he's talking and he's just laughing and joking, he says one word. Just one word. Because of which, this person will go so deep into the hellfire that he will keep on going for 70 years. 70 years. He's going down. But he won't reach to his final destination into the hellfire. This is how deep down he will go into the hellfire. Not to talk about how long he's going to stay over there. This is only the distance of getting up to where he's supposed to go. More than 70 years will take him to get just to that place where he belongs to because of that one word. Very dangerous. Extremely dangerous. And this is what we need to remind each other when we sit together. Our real friendship will be that we protect each other from these type of things. One person says something, the other person will say, you know, please. This was backbiting. Because we got so used to it, we cannot remember it ourselves. We need each other to remind each other. We need this type of friendship that we need to remind each other of it. So, and this reminds me of a hadith. When Mu'az radiallahu anhu, who was one of the very close sahabi to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so close to him, other sahaba, they used to go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and say, Ya Rasulullah, I like you, I love you, Ya Rasulullah. But this sahabi was a sahabi that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Inni la uhibbuka ya Mu'az, Mu'az, I love you. Subhanallah. What a great thing he got in his life, that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling him that I love you, O Mu'az. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Mu'az radiallahu anhu, said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Awsini ya Rasulullah. Give me some advice, ya Rasulullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Amlik alayka lisanak. Control your tongue, O Mu'az. Wal yasa'uka baytuk. And try to spend your time at your home. Don't just keep on running around. Spend your time at your home. وَبْكِ عَلَىٰ خَطِيئَتِكَ. And what should you do at home? When you stay home, keep on thinking of your sins and keep on crying for the sins that you have committed in your life. Three things. أَمْلِكَ عَلَيْكَ لِسَانَكَ. Control your tongue. وَلْيَسَعَكَ بَيْتُكَ. Your home should be wide enough for you, which means to stay at your home. وَبْكِ عَلَىٰ خَطِيئَتِكَ. And keep on crying for your sins, any sin that you commit in your life, keep on crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those sins. Three things. Mu'az radiyallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, wa inna lamu'akhaduna bima natakallamu bihi. Ya Rasulullah, are we going to be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about the things that we talk, that we speak of? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Mu'az radiyallahu anhu, وَهَلْ يَكُبُّ النَّاسَ فِي النَّارِ عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِهِمْ إِلَّا حَصَائِدُ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. O Mu'az, don't you know what is the thing that will throw the people upside down on their face into the hellfire? He said, that will be the tongues. Tongue is something? Is something that will throw the people into the hellfire, and they will be upside down, hanged upside down in the hellfire because of the sins they have committed through their tongue. So each and every deed that we are performing in our life, they are getting written. And kiraman katibin ya'lamuna ma taf'alun. Then on the day of judgment, all of this will be presented. And in front of the whole universe, all of these things will be announced. And after the announcement, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us, will question us, why did you do it? If it is the rights of human beings, then those people will come up and they will take the reward from us for whatever wrong thing we have done to them. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us in the hadith, he asked the sahaba, do you know who is miskeen? Who is the poor man? They said, Ya Rasulullah, miskeen is the one who doesn't have any money, who doesn't have any food. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, still that person is in good situation. The person who does not have anything to eat, and a person does not have a single penny to buy any food, he's starving to death, is still he's better than another person who is the real miskeen, he's the real poor man. Who is that, Ya Rasulullah? Who will be in the worse situation than this man? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that will be a person who will come on the day of judgment with mountain of rewards. He have done so many good deeds that he has mountains of good deeds. But وَيَأْتِي وَقَدْ شَتَمَ هَذَا وَضَرَبَ هَذَا وَأَكَلَ مَهَلَ هَذَا. He will come on the day of judgment, he have taken someone's money and never returned it. He cursed some people, he backbited some people, he accused some people of doing things they have never done. All of these things, rights of people. فَيَأْخُذُ هَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ وَهَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ وَهَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, all of these people will start taking from his reward. Finally, this person will end up having not a single reward. He does not have a single reward, and still there are people in the line who are saying, Ya Rasulullah, he does not have any more, Ya Allah, he doesn't have any more reward, and still he has done something wrong to us, so he has to pay us for it. Go and take the reward from him. He doesn't have any reward. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, since he does not have any reward, then the only choice you have is that take your sins and load your sins on him. So people will start loading their sins onto that person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, finally, that person will end up having mountains of sins instead of mountains of reward and will be thrown into the hellfire. This is how dangerous it is to get into the rights of people, which is the most common thing nowadays. When I think about sins, two type of sins that when I think about them, really they are shaking. When we look at the Quran and Hadith, two type of sins that really shakes us up if we commit those sins, and it's very dangerous and scary to have to carry any of those two type of sins. One is the right of people. The second is committing any sin, considering it of no importance. Which means, a person is doing something against the Sharia of Islam, for example, missing a salah. And the person feels, you know, so what? If I'm missing it, I'm missing it. What can I do? He is having no importance of that sin, of that ibadah. Or finding excuse for ourselves, doing something which is haram, and then giving ourselves an excuse. These are two types of sins that are the most dangerous type of sins. If a person will commit a sin, but he humbles himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he admits that he is a sinner, he might miss thousands of prayers, still he's in a better situation than a person who misses only one, and he performs every prayer in his life, but he misses only one, and he feels, you know, I always do the prayer, and if I missed only one, so what's wrong with it? This person is in a worse situation than that one who missed 1,000 prayers, but he knows that he's doing something wrong, and he owes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make up for those prayers, and he is really guilty of the sin, of committing that sin. So these two types of sins are very dangerous, and unfortunately, if we look around us, the situation has got so bad with our deen that these two types of sins are the most common sins nowadays. Rights of people, we just talked about it, how easily we neglect the rights of people. And the second thing is, finding an excuse and trying to make those sins halal for ourselves. In most of the masajid, community, as a community, they are doing something haram. And they are all involved in it. And it's openly a sin that is considered one of the major sins in the Sharia of Islam. They all are involved in it. And everyone feels that there is nothing wrong with this one. Whereas a hadith, which means there is not, we have to derive something from the Quran and hadith, is clear cut in the hadith, where it clearly states that this thing is completely forbidden, is haram, but we see large communities, all of them together are involved in it, and everyone feels that we are not doing anything wrong. These are the two major types of sins.
Sheikh Ibrahim, if you could clarify the difference between a sin and a kabair, because a lot of brothers don't understand. Maybe cutting the fingernails is not a sin, and we can't compare it.
Inshallah, at the end. Ask me at the question time. Not now. وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the sinners will be in the blazing fire, يَصْلَوْنَهَا يَوْمَ الدِّينِ, in which they will enter on the Day of Judgment, وَمَا هُمْ عَنْهَا بِغَائِبِينَ, they will not be able to escape from the hellfire. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what will make you know what is the Day of Judgment? ثُمَّ مَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. And again asking him, again, مَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ, what will make you know what is the Day of Judgment? يَوْمَ لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسٌ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْئًا. It will be a day that no soul, no living being will have any power to benefit another human being. No human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just tells us one thing about it. يَوْمَ لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسٌ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْئًا. The day when no human being will have any power of benefiting another human being. وَالْأَمْرُ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلَّهِ. And the total power on that day will be in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hand. The total power and the total command will be of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day. وَالْأَمْرُ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلَّهِ. So, that is the Day of Judgment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to prepare for and to be ready for it, so that we won't have to face the difficulties on that day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another ayah, يَوْمَنْ يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا. It will be a day that will make the young people look like old people because of the hardship of the day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us against the hardships of the Day of Judgment. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make every hardship of the Day of Judgment easy for all of us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the Day of Judgment, and allow us to be with the Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in on the Day of Judgment, and take us to the Jannah without any judgment, without hisab. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, there will be some people in this ummah who will enter into Jannah without any hisab, any judgment. No question will be asked. They will be just told, just go to Jannah. In another hadith, in one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifies 70,000 people will go to Jannah without any judgment. But in another hadith, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also tells us that 70,000 people plus two handfuls of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Big hope. Two handfuls of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to pick up people and just go over there, and pick up another group of people, just go in there. So this is why it's one of the very important dua to make. Allahumma adkhilna al-jannata bighayri hisab. Ya Allah, take us into the Jannah without any judgment. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.